So every time you speak, you're speaking words and phonics, right? Speak, peak. Peak goes to mountain. The peak, the top. Excuse me. The top of anything, the penix. I guess that's the word. The peak, to pierce through. To prick. So when you speak, you're piercing the ear gate of somebody else. You speak words. Jesus is the word, the logos. So the Bible says, in Him we live and breathe and have our being. Even the words you speak are because of Jesus. The phonics are because of Jesus. The groanings, like sometimes you might have a groan, you know. My shoulder hurts. The Bible says the Holy Spirit prays. The Holy Spirit prays with groaning. When you have a groaning inside, the Holy Spirit prays for you. The creature groans for its new body, for its deliverance. The creation, the creatures groan for their deliverance. Utterances that can't be understood. Utterances. Utter. The utter truth. To utter something. You groan. You utter something. Utterances that can't be understood. Even these keys make a sound. The door lock makes a sound. That fan makes a sound. Touching this wall makes a sound. Taking your shoes off makes a sound. Everything makes a sound. Everything gives off a signature. Everything gives off a signature or a reflection of some kind. Sound, utterance, signature, reflection. Pattern. Pattern. Symbol, symbology. When somebody's speaking, you have to put the puzzle pieces together when they're speaking. The words in context. You can speak a word out of context and it wouldn't make sense necessarily. It probably will, but sometimes it might not. But you need the context. Everything has a signature. The word signature goes back to sign. Sign goes back to the cross. So when you sign, some people don't know how to sign their name, so they just put a check. And a check, the word check itself goes back to the cross, but the word sign goes back to the cross. How can everything go back to the cross? How can everything go back to the word or the cross? Because that's what holds it all together. That's what holds everything together. A washing machine has a signature. You know what it is by its signature. So when you sign a piece of paper, your signature, you know who signed it. If you study the etymology of words, take it back to its root, your whole world's going to change because you'll start to see the patterns that everything unfolds from the Logos word. Lo and behold, G, the operating system, Logos. From Him, through Him, and to Him. By Him all things consist. Are held together. So everything that you do, every action, every thought, every word, every invention, everything comes from source. It's already, there's nothing new. It's already, your thoughts are not your own. You're just being given revelations. The revelations are being sent from above. If you're able to receive them. if you're receiving revelations you don't understand, go back to the words. Because Jesus is the word. You have to have words to have a revelation. And people will want to get rid of words. For a reason, because they don't want you to see Jesus. If somebody says, blank your mind out, they don't want you to see Jesus. They want you to become an imbecile, blind. What is that? It's a piece of plastic. Now, when it hits the table, what is it? If I hit it enough, you'll realize it's a piece of plastic with something inside of it. It's not metal, it's plastic, and it's harder plastic in the plastic. So what is it? It's a fork and a spoon in a plastic bag. Everything has a signature. And the word signature goes back to the sign of the cross.